Who remembers we got together a few days ago at Chevelle's house and we ate tasty food, but there was a special name for that day. Does anyone remember? Good Friday. Good Friday. So on Good Friday, we remembered that the people who were in charge tried to make Jesus quiet. And we remember that they were so upset by Jesus' message of love and forgiveness that they actually killed him. And we remember how they thought that being the loudest and the strongest made them right, and how they thought that their violence and that was more powerful than God's love. We remember how Jesus forgave his enemies, and we remember how Jesus forgave us. But the Bible tells us that when Jesus died, he actually broke death altogether. So that even after our bodies die, we will get new bodies and get to live on a whole new creation, a whole new earth. Actually, I think that it's this earth made all right again, that we will live forever in a perfect paradise with God, which I think sounds wonderful. This is good news. So Good Friday is the day that the bad guys thought they'd won, but really, it's the day when Jesus showed all of us that love and forgiveness are more powerful than violence and death. But now we need to finish our story. So I have a few pictures that will come up on the slides behind us. I had hoped to have my storybook, but I couldn't find it this morning. So we'll have to look back and forth. So after Jesus died, his friends were very sad. They would never see their best friend again. How could this happen? Wasn't Jesus the rescuer, the king God had promised? It wasn't supposed to end like this. But whoever said anything about the end? So just before sunrise on the third day, God sent an earthquake and an angel from heaven. And when the guards saw the angel, they fell down with fright. Ah! That's the right response. If you ever see an angel, what noise are you going to make? Ah! And then, grown-ups, what do the angels always say?
Do not be afraid.
Don't be afraid. And then what do we say to the angel even after they say don't be afraid? Ah! Because angels are terrifying. And the angel rolled. Go back, Steve. Your pictures are way out of order. No, that's a different... That's a different angel. That's a different angel. All right. Yeah, it is, but that's a different angel. All right. So the angel rolled the huge stone away and he sat on top of it and he waited. And at the first glimmer of dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other women headed to the tomb to wash Jesus' body because they thought that he was dead. And the early morning sun slanted through the ancient olive trees. And drops of dew glittered on leaves and grasses, and little tears, the drops of dew were everywhere. And the friends walked quietly along the hilly path through the olive groves until they reached the tomb. And immediately they noticed that something was very odd. What was odd about the tomb? The stone's been rolled away. The stone is gone. It's open. And they peered through the opening into the dark. And what did they see?
Nothing.
Nothing. They saw nothing. It was an empty tomb. And then something else. Steve, your big moment. There was a shining man there. What does everyone say? Ah! And he had clothes that were made from lightning. And what did the angel say to them? Don't be afraid. But they couldn't help it. What did they say? And the angel said to them, what are you doing here? This is a tomb. Tombs are for dead people. And the women couldn't. And the women, they couldn't speak. And the angel said, Jesus isn't dead anymore. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. He's alive again. And their hearts leapt and the angel laughed. And it was a bit scary, but he laughed with such gladness that they felt for a moment as if they as if they had woken from a nightmare. Oh, I scared the baby. This is what angels are like. Blame the angel. The other women rushed home, but Mary stayed behind. How could it be true? Jesus was definitely dead. How could he be alive? And just then Mary heard someone else in the garden. Perhaps it's the gardener, she thought. He'll know where Jesus' body is. I don't know where Jesus is, Mary said urgently. I can't find him. But it was all right, because Jesus knew where she was and he had found her. Mary. Only one person said her name like that. She could hear her heart thumping. And she turned around and she could just make out a figure. She shaded her eyes to see and she thought she was dreaming, but she wasn't dreaming. She was seeing Jesus. And Mary fell to the ground. Suddenly tears filled her eyes and great sobs shook her whole body. And all she wanted in that moment was to cling to Jesus and never let him go. You'll be able to hold on to me later, Mary, Jesus said gently. And always be close to me. But now go and tell the others that I am alive. Christ is risen. And Mary ran, Steve, and ran all the way to the city. She had never run so fast or so far in all her life. She felt like she could run forever. She didn't even feel like her feet touched the ground. The sun seemed to be dancing and gleaming and bounding across the sky, racing with her and shining brighter than she could ever remember in the clear, fresh air. And it seemed to her that morning as she ran, almost as if the whole world had been made anew. Almost as if the whole world was singing for joy. The trees and tiny sounds in the grass and the birds and her heart. Was God really making everything sad come untrue? Was he even making death come untrue? She couldn't wait to tell Jesus' friends. They won't believe it, she laughed. And she was right, of course. I'm just going to read a prayer by a lady named Reverend Dr. Melinda Cousins. This is her prayer. Redeemer, redeeming Creator, make us like the dreamers. Awaken our imaginations to see hope for the future, your kingdom breaking in with justice, compassion, and truth. Renewing spirit, flood us with streams in the desert. Evoke our emotions to feel the pain of our sisters and brothers crying out in lament for release, freedom, and welcome. Restoring King, send us out to bring change. Enliven our hands and feet to sow seeds of justice, walking together in new paths of righteousness, blessing and rejoicing. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He is risen indeed.